Amen. I tell you what, those Christmas songs, some of them are really hard to sing, but it helps when you have a great pianist. We thank the Lord that we do have a good pianist. I don't tell her that enough, but we are certainly proud to have Macy. If you have your Bible today, you can turn to Isaiah chapter 9, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. That's in the Old Testament, kind of toward the middle of your Bible, a little past the middle. If you open up Psalms, just keep on turning, you'll eventually get there. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. We'll get there in a second, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray, and then we're going to get started. Dear Lord, I thank you for being good to us. I thank you for these people that are in this place today. I thank you for the love and the smiles and just the joy that there is. There's a lot of joy in here today, but maybe there's some today, God, that this is a tough season for them, that this is a tough day. Maybe they just got a lot of stress with work or life or Christmas shopping or whatever it is, dear Lord. I pray that we would all leave here rejoicing in you this morning, dear Lord. I pray that you'd free us from the distractions and the worries of the world, God. And I pray that in these next few moments that we can just be reminded of what matters, dear Lord. We need that often because as humans, dear Lord, we just get caught up in the world and we just need help. And so I pray, God, that today you would just help us to reset our focus on what matters. And that's Jesus Christ. And I pray that in these next few minutes that your Holy Spirit would be with this service and everything it is said, all for your glory and your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray it. Amen. It is Christmas time, and it is one of my favorite times of the year. Now, some people love Christmas. Some people don't like Christmas. Some people think it's a Christian holiday. Some say it's not. We won't get into all that. There's a lot of stuff that goes on at Christmas, and yeah, I'll admit to you, there's no command in Scripture to celebrate the birth of Jesus or do any of the things that we do, but that doesn't mean that some of our traditions and things that we do at Christmas are bad. There are plenty of great things that we do at Christmas that I love, that I look forward to every year, one of which is sausage balls. It's the only time I get sausage balls is at Christmas. I love to get presents. I love to give presents. I love family. I love to be able to get together. I love church family. I love that we can get together and have hot chocolate and light up lights on a church. And some people would say, you shouldn't put Christmas lights on a church. Well, I don't know about all that. But I know that love is good. And I know we love each other. I hope we do. But what I know more than anything is that God looks at the heart. And so maybe it's not always about the actions that we're doing as much as the heart as we're doing them with. And so while there's no command in Scripture for us to put up trees or lights or get together with family, I don't know that all those things are necessarily bad. I think it's a good season when we can come together and love one another and eat good food and exchange gifts with one another. It's a good, warm, fuzzy feeling, and I enjoy this time of the year. But we also have to realize that maybe sometimes we kind of blend our praise of Jesus and our celebration of Christmas in ways that maybe aren't always healthy. And sometimes I think we just have to take a step back and we have to realize it's okay for us to do some of the things that we do, but we never want the things that we do to overshadow Jesus Christ. And that's not only true at Christmas, that's true all the time. There are constantly things in our lives throughout the year that we can get too caught up in that can kind of overshadow what is most important, and that is Jesus Christ. And so Christmas in some way is just another reminder that we need to praise Jesus. We see that all throughout the Scriptures that talk about Jesus' birth. We see a lot of praising. We see Mary praising the Lord. We see the shepherds, they're rejoicing. We see the wise men come to praise Jesus. There's a lot of praise that goes on throughout these characters in the Christmas story. Simeon and Anna. And those stories are a reminder to us, not just at Christmas, but always, that when we recognize the greatness of Jesus, that we should be those who praise Him. I'll tell you one of my favorite things, and I probably shouldn't say this. This probably sounds bad, but one of my favorite worldly traditions that I like about Christmas, I like getting gifts. I'll just be honest with you. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive, and I like to give, but I sure do like to get. I'll tell you, I got a gift this morning. I got this morning. This was a gift to me. This is a tiny Jesus. Yeah, the little Gordon girls gave me this. I've seen these all over, and I wanted one, and I never had one, but I've got one now, so thank you girls for that. I got my own little tiny Jesus. I brought another gift. I've been holding on to this one for about 35 years now. I still got it. I got this gift when I was probably about 7 years old. Now, I longed for this gift. I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to get this gift. I don't know how it was at your house, but on Christmas Eve nights, all our gifts would be placed out on the couch. My sister had a couch that her gifts would be on, and I had a couch that mine would be on. And there was one year that I asked for Double Dragon 2. And some of you are saying, what in the world is a Double Dragon 2? Well, I'm going to tell you what it was. It was a video game for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is it. This is it right here. This is my copy that I got in 1990, Christmas of 1990. You cannot have it, but it still works. You come to my house and play it. My Nintendo is still hooked up. You can play it, but you can't have it. But I wanted this so bad. I never had wanted anything worse. If I could only get Double Dragon 2, then I would never want anything else in my life. Right? Y'all have probably never felt that way about anything, right? And so I remember, I would always wake up like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then I'd ease in there. And I didn't want to turn the lights on and wake anybody up and get in trouble. So I eased in that living room. And I knew the shape of a Nintendo game box. And so in the darkness, I'm feeling around. And I feel it. And I said, wait a minute, I think this might be it. And so I get that box and I ease over to the window with the moonlight coming through. And I look and I see it's Double Dragon 2. I'm like, yes, I got Double Dragon 2. And I went and I placed it back on the couch and I went and got back into bed and I just laid there. And I was like, is it time to get up yet? And I could not wait to get up and play Double Dragon 2. We get excited about gifts. Some of you probably have gifts under your tree right now. As a matter of fact, we actually have a few gifts here this morning. Some of you may have noticed this, as these stockings were hung with care. And there are some gifts this morning that I would like to share with some of our church members. Now, the first stocking that we have here, that's Mr. Fred. Mr. Fred's got a gift in this stocking. Let's see what's in here. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about this one. Sometimes you get gifts you don't ask for. But nonetheless, you got to accept them. And in Mr. Fred's stocking this year, let's see what he got. Mr. Fred, now let me tell you this. He was a professor at LSU for many years. Big fan of LSU. And for Christmas this year, he got a Lane Kiffin. Mr. Fred got a Lane Kiffin. Yep, I'm going to tell you, this is getting a Lane Kiffin, it's kind of like when you do a pirate Christmas. You know, you might get the present, you might get him for a little while, but pretty soon somebody else is going to come stealing. Well, that's going to be Mr. Fred's gift. So Merry Christmas. You can pick up your Lane Kiffin on the way out. But that's not all. We have more gifts. We got another one here. This one says Randy Wall. Now, if y'all don't know this, Randy, he does a great job keeping our grass cut. Amen. I don't thank him enough, and we don't ever acknowledge that, but he does such a good job. He was up here this morning when we got here about 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, blowing leaves off. He came, and he's always keeping things looking pretty. And so for that, you're going to get a gift. So we are going to look. Oh, yeah, you're going to like this. Randy is going to get, some jalapeno puff. I know he likes these. I saw him getting them at the dollar store one day.
Very good.
Now,
One rag is not enough to thank you for all the work you do, but that's all that would fit in this stocking. So make sure to get your present before you leave.
Thank y'all very much.
And we got one more present. There's another one here, and this one says it's for Jerry Toler. Jerry Toler is an important part of this church, and we are glad to have him for all that he's done through the years and continues to do. And so he's got a gift, too.
Probably a Nintendo game.
Would y'all believe it if I told you it was keys to a new truck in here? Let's see what's in here. Oh, dear. A lump of coal. Wait a minute, there's something else. There's something else in here. Oh, never mind, it's just another lump of coal. We like the stuff that goes on at Christmas. We like the gifts. We like the laughing, we like the fellowship, we like the fun, we like all of these things, and all of those things are well enough. But what we have to remember is that there's something more than Nintendo games and all the other junk in this world. And what's most important, and what needs to be most important, every day of our life needs to be Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's where our real hope comes from. And we get stuff like this and we think it's going to fulfill us. And we think if I could just have that thing I want, if my team could just get the big win, if I could just have this, if I could just have that, if I could just do this, if I could just do that, everything would be great. But the fact of the matter is that the only thing that's going to make us content, the only thing that's going to fulfill us, the only thing that's going to bring us joy is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And in the scriptures, this gift was looked forward to for many years before Jesus ever came onto the scene. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 reads, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders." Now, Isaiah penned these words hundreds of years before Jesus Christ would ever come onto the scene. But he spoke of a precious gift, far greater than anything that had ever been given before or anything that would ever be given after. He spoke of a day that a child would be born that was going to be the Savior of the world, the Messiah of the world, the one thing that we needed more than anything, someone to save us from our sin, someone to forgive us. The weight of our sin is so heavy, and we feel that. Some of you may feel it today. You may have felt it in the past. You may feel it in the future. The weight of our sin is so heavy. But we praise the Lord that the words that the prophet Isaiah spoke have come true. And we remember that this Christmas season and every Christmas season and a lot of days in between. We know that the Messiah was born, that a son was born, and his name was Jesus Christ. When the angel appeared to Joseph, he said, "You're going to name him Jesus. The Lord saves." And so many words we see throughout Scripture describe who Jesus is and what Jesus does and what He accomplishes. Jesus was His name, but He is God with us. He is the Lord who saves us. We see in Isaiah some of these words that describe the Messiah. "And His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Isn't Jesus wonderful? The words of Isaiah 2, Jesus is wonderful, and the only way you will ever know that is when you follow Him. If you don't know Jesus today, you don't have a clue of how wonderful He is. But the moment you realize that you are a sinner in need of a Savior, The moment that you ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins, the moment that you trust in Him, the moment that you realize that the Messiah has been born, and not only was He born for you, but He died for you, the moment that you realize the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, what a wonderful moment that is. The Savior that has come shall be called Wonderful Counselor. He's going to be called Counselor. He's going to be one who leads and who guides and instructs you in the way to go in life. And that is what we need, because life pulls and tosses us and stretches us in so many different directions. And there are so many times we say, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I don't know what decision to make. I don't know what to do about my family. I don't know what to do about my job. I don't know what to do about my church. I don't know what to do about my health. I don't know what to do, God. And the only way that we can know what to do is by seeking the Lord, and by being reminded that Jesus is wonderful and He's our Counselor. And through the Holy Spirit, God would guide us if we would seek the Word of God, if we would listen to the Spirit of God. He wants to instruct and guide us in our life. Maybe there are decisions that you need to make today, and maybe you need to realize that you're not going to know what to do until you start listening to the Lord. Maybe you've been listening to your own ideas and your own thoughts, and you've gone your own paths only to discover that they leave you in a bad place. But the child who was born to us, the Wonderful, the Counselor, is the one who will guide you on the right paths. His name will be called Mighty God, Eternal Father. Jesus is mighty. He is eternal. Everything was created through Him, for Him, by Him, through Him. He's the Alpha and Omega, another term, another title that we see applied to Jesus. He is the beginning, He is the end, and He is everything in between. He is eternal. He will never, ever disappear. He has always been, He will always be. That's the kind of person that we want to follow, right? Not somebody that's here today and gone tomorrow, and there's only one who is eternal. God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. That's who we need to follow in our life. He'll be named the Prince of Peace. What a great promise. The Prince of Peace. Now you could speak that promise to any generation throughout any time in world history, and that would be something that people long for. There has never been a time in the history of the world that everyone has been at peace. Maybe some times have been better than others. Boy, you look around our world today, you see a lot of peace? Not at all. There's constantly conflict and disagreements and arguments. There's troubles that we have at work. There's troubles that we see on the news. There's sometimes chaos in our spirit, not just externally, but internally, we don't have peace because of our stresses and because of our sins and because of our worries and because of our struggles. But what we really need in our world more than anything is peace. What we need in our spirit is peace. And where does peace come from? It comes through Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. It doesn't come through our stockings filled with gifts. It doesn't come through our sausage balls and through our time with family and through all of the things that we have. It doesn't come through that. They may bring us some momentary enjoyment. Praise the Lord. That's great. But the real peace that we need, the real peace that we desire, the real peace that we seek today, it comes through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. The Scripture refers to Jesus as the light of the world. So many times in our life, perhaps, we walk in darkness. Boy, it sure does seem like there's a lot of darkness in our world. But the darkness will not overcome the light. Maybe there's darkness in your life today, but I want to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to give you hope. That He died on a cross so that your sins could be forgiven. And that is the gift of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And there is no greater gift. So this year, when you're opening up your gifts, let us remember what gift is more important than any gift that we have ever received, and that is Jesus Christ. But the question you must answer is, have you received that gift? Now, a gift is only good if you receive it. You can buy a gift. You can give a gift. You can leave a gift at someone's doorstep. But if they don't open it, what good is it to them? Jesus Christ has come. He was born unto us. He is the Prince of Peace that we seek today. He is the greatest gift that God could ever give, that Jesus would die on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven. It has been paid for through Jesus' blood. He didn't just give the gift, He is the gift. He gave Himself. It has been presented to you through the Word of God, through the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would know today that Jesus loves you, that He wants to forgive your sins. The gift is available to you today. Have you received it? If so, then you need to rejoice in it. If you haven't received it, here's your invitation. Will you be like so many in Scripture that saw the gift of God and turned and went the other way, that rejected the truth of the Messiah? Will you follow the way of so many of these we see in the story of Jesus' birth? People who hear the Messiah has come and they rejoice. People who seek the King and find Him. The greatest gift that's ever been given is available today, and I pray that you would seek Him this morning. Let's pray. God, we come to you today. We thank you for your good word. I pray, dear Lord, that you would help us to enjoy our time that we have with family and friends this year and all the good food we'll eat and the good gifts that we get. And we thank you that we just are blessed in such ways that we can enjoy those things together. God, I pray for those that maybe this is a tough Christmas. Maybe there are memories of the past that bring sadness. I pray that you just bring comfort to folks that may be struggling in that way. But God, more than anything, I pray that we always remember the greatest gift of Jesus Christ. Not just today, not just on Christmas, dear Lord, but that we recognize how wonderful of a gift Jesus is every day, dear Lord. That we are never allow Jesus to be overshadowed by the things of this world, and there's lots of them, dear Lord. They are thrown at us every day. But I pray, God, that you would always help us to be grounded. Help us to know the days that we kind of start to stray and turn from you, that you'd grab a hold of us, that we would seek you, that we would come back to you, dear Lord. God, if there are some today that are already yours and they've received the gift of Jesus Christ, I pray that they would rejoice in that today. But maybe there's some in this room, and maybe they've been to church a lot. Maybe they've heard the Scriptures about Jesus a lot. Maybe they know all the stories and all the stuff, dear Lord. But maybe they've never accepted that gift of Jesus Christ. Maybe today they realize for the first time that they are a sinner and that their sins are just so heavy on them. And they just feel the weight of that. But God, I pray that you would help them to know today that there is peace in Jesus Christ, that the Prince of Peace has come, that He came, that He gave His life on a cross so that they could be forgiven. So God, I pray that if there are some that have not received the gift of love and of grace through Jesus, that today that they would repent, that is, turn from their ways that they're living, that they would turn to Jesus, that they would pray right now that you'd forgive them, dear Lord. They would accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and receive the greatest gift ever given. And I ask these things in Jesus' name.